apart from Leicester City last season, you're hard-pressed to find a better story in football at the moment than Burton Albion. The last few years, I mean, you can go back 15 years when Nigel Clough first arrived at Burton Albion in his first spell, and he built the club into a force in non-league football, won them the Southern Premier League and set them up for winning the conference as well. Paul Pesci-Salido came in, then Gary Rowett came in, and they were able to build steadily in League Two, two consecutive playoff finishes. And then, yeah, back-to-back promotions under Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink, first of all, and then Nigel Clough returning last year, finishing the job and getting them into the Championship. It's been a meteoric rise, and they've done it all the while, Burton Albion, while not spending more than they bring in. You know, there's been no oligarch coming in and spending loads of money to get them into the divisions. They've done it, but almost the right way in terms of not spending huge sums of money and getting the club into debt or anything like that. In fact, last year when they won promotion from League One, they turned a six-figure profit, which is not something that that you see too many clubs doing, let alone one the size of Burton Albion. It's been a quite, you know, and the fans as well. Listen, they're a club who average around 5,000 at the moment at home. We've got a 7,000-seat stadium. And they'll be heading to Elland Road tomorrow, you know, against the former champions of England, you know, one of the most famous football clubs in the world. And they'll be going there as equals. And I don't think, you know, Burton Albion fans are certainly relishing the ride, but I think across the country, it's almost difficult to believe that certainly Nigel Clough said this week, that Burton Albion are actually going to head to Leeds United in a Championship fixture. It is quite incredible.
And Burton not been at all overawed by this division. I mean, you went to Birmingham and also you played Birmingham and got a 2-0 victory on the TV last Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. And a great result it was, and a great performance as well. Gary Rowett obviously returning to the Pirelli Stadium for the first time in a competitive fixture. It was always going to be one that Burton Albion fans look forward to. But when Burton play well, that's what they can do. You know, Nigel Clough has put a squad together this season. He's overhauled things. He's brought in a lot of Championship experience and a lot of players who certainly have the ability to play in the Championship. But, you know, they've been doing that all season. The performance is actually... I know it's easy for me to say here, but a lot of the performances have merited more, and it wouldn't be a surprise if they sat slightly above where they are at the moment, which is 15th. The problem is that they're not putting too many chances away. I mean, against Birmingham, they had 15 shots on goal, scored two, and in the last three games, they've had 50 shots on goal and still scored two. And that's been the main problem this year, is taking the chances. If they took a few more of those, who knows where they could be at the moment. I'm not going to say they'd be challenging for the playoffs, but certainly... they've actually been better, and anyone who watched the Birmingham game will know they were the better side throughout that. And that's been the same for all the wins this season against Sheffield Wednesday, Derby County, and Cardiff City, you know, teams with great reputations in this league.
Ash, tell me about Lucas Aikens, because for me, I remember watching him up at Hamilton Accies, and he sort of flattered to deceive. He was a decent sort of target man, but didn't really come off for him. But he seems to be a talisman for you boys.
He is. Well, he was brought in by Gary Rowett in 2014. Burton had just lost in the playoff final, and Rowett really just wanted to add a bit more strength to that spine, and Aikens was a great option up front alongside Stuart Bevan. And, yeah, I hear that, you know, about him flattering to deceive north of the border. It's something I've actually heard before, and from his time at Stevenage as well. In League Two, similar things were said. But since he's been at Burton Albion, he's not always been the most consistent. I think it's probably slightly fair to say. And lately he's been missing a few chances in front of goal. But he's been Albion's top scorer for the last two seasons. And he started this season absolutely flying. He's adapted to the Championship. His first experience of the second tier, absolutely brilliantly. He is the world's nicest footballer as well. You know, he always makes time for interviews, which we love, of course. It's almost a surprise that he's adapted so well to the Championship. And not only that, you see he's a target man at Hamilton. He's actually playing at right-sided wing-back now, using his pace and power to really provide an outlet out wide for Albion. So, yeah, Lucas has been brilliant, and I know Huddersfield fans will know him well. And, he's adapting very, very well to the Championship, that's for sure, Lucas.
What have you and the Burton fans in general made of this division? I mean, you've spoken about Burton and the place in it, but it's been an interesting division, if you want, this season. Barnsley starting very strong, maybe falling away slightly by now, but you look at Huddersfield, who spent the first two international windows up at the top of the league. A bit of a blip a couple of weeks ago, but still sat third. But then Newcastle back where people argue they should be. How have you kind of seen everything outside of Burton in this division?
Well, for me, looking at it from a non-Burton perspective, I think it's probably the strongest the Championship has been in a long, long time. I mean, Newcastle's squad is a Premier League squad. You know, the players Rafa Benitez has been able to bring in, the money he's been able to bring in for the players he's sold as well. No one's going to be able to compete with that. The fact that Huddersfield were top for so long is incredible. But, I mean, well, Andy, we've spoken about David Wagner before. I think we're both big fans of his. The amazing thing is that Burton Albion are able to compete with these teams and beat the likes of, you know, Derby County, which obviously went down well with the fans, as I'm sure you can imagine, being separated by just 10 miles of motorway. Cardiff City and Sheffield Wednesday as well. The fact that they've been able to come into this is and beat these teams and not find themselves cut adrift, despite the complete surplus in budget that they'll have to most of these teams, is quite incredible. I think the word most Burton Albion fans would describe, however, is ruthless. You know, every mistake is punished, and that's something Burton Albion, they do need to fix going forward, because they are being punished for every little mistake and conceding probably a few too many goals off that.
Can I ask a quick one, Ash, on Jackson Irvine, obviously coming in from Ross County, record signing. He seems to have hit the ground running as well. He was a player that always impressed me when I watched him in a Ross County shirt.
Yeah, definitely. And he's made himself a very popular figure with Burton Albion fans as well, as he was with Ross County. I remember, you know, talking to a few Ross County fans on social media. They were absolutely devastated that Jackson had left. But he's adapted perfectly to the Championship. What's amazing is his energy levels. I mean, in the first week after the international break, he played 270 minutes over 6 days, having just flown back from Melbourne, where he'd also been in Saudi Arabia just previously. And he's been playing at a high-energy, box-to-box, quick pressing game and not looking out of place at all. He scored 5 goals. He's the top scorer at the moment. Some great finishes. What amazes me is how good he is with his head. You know, the number of headed goals he's managed to put away this year, and he's coming off the bench for Australia. He's certainly a player who Burton, you know, they broke their club record fee to sign him. Nigel Clough definitely wanted him from the moment it looked like he might be available for a certain price. And you look at how he's adapted and how he's playing in the Championship at the moment, the goals he's scoring. Yeah, I don't know there's many players who have come in and adapted quite that quickly. But, you know, there's a lot of Australian players playing very well in the Championship at the moment. Massimo Luongo, Aaron Moy, you know, some very good players. Some very good international teammates of Jackson's playing well at this level.
Well, Burton Albion travel to Leeds United tomorrow afternoon. It's a game you can hear on Radio Yorkshire. Have us on via DAB Digital Radio to catch all the action. But for now, it's been really great to get you on the show. Ashley Wilkinson for the Burton Mail, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much for having me, guys. Thank you.